on my face again. Grades get me high, high so I can meditate. Welcome back to the Ultimate Bootstrapper Podcast, where we build, reflect, and get real about what it actually takes to grow as a creator, entrepreneur, and whole human being. Today's episode is called The Blessings and Burden of a Busy Brain. Yes, I'm talking to you, ADHer. If you are anything like me, you know exactly what I'm referring to. That innate desire to be doing multiple things whenever you think about them, and you're so caught up in your brain, in your mind, in your thoughts, that it's so difficult for you to execute in real life and on paper. So, if you ever felt like you're bursting with ideas, starting 10 things but struggling to finish one, or if you've jokingly called yourself a little ADHD, even without a diagnosis, this one's for you. We're digging into how that scattered energy can be both a superpower and your biggest productivity trap. Because let's be honest, business feels good. It feels good to be seeing 5, 10 missed calls, 20 text messages, inbox people inboxing you on Instagram. Yes, it feels like we're doing something. But are we really moving forward? Busyness does not equate to productivity. Today, we're going to talk about why doing too much can sabotage your real goals. And trust me, I am talking to self right now because I am absolutely guilty of doing this. So, we're going to talk about how to get focused without shutting down your creativity and the daily habits that can help you turn movement into meaningful progress. Grab your water, grab your notebook and a pen, and let's dive in. So, having many ideas, interests, or self-diagnosing yourself with ADHD can be both a superpower and a disadvantage, if not grounded in focus and intentionality. So today we're going to talk about four main key points. The first being the beautiful chaos of a multi-passionate mind. And I can explain, or I can basically speak to you from experience, because this is something I have struggled with all my life. I still struggle with it today, but I have put certain tools and practices in place. I bought myself a planner from Nicole, Agent Sasko's wife. I can't remember her last name right now, but I love Nicole. Forgive me. I bought her a pink planner and it has a section in it where you can do like a brain dump or brainstorming. So whenever I get those unwanted ideas or that urge to be creative, I dump things there. But let's talk about my main point, which is number one, the beautiful chaos of a multi-passionate mind. So I am here to happily tell you that you are not broken, okay? There is nothing wrong with you. Being a creative genius or someone that gets ideas a lot, it's actually a good thing. A lot of people tend to lack creativity. And you're just wired to be curious. Like, we're all designed by God or the universe or whatever being or whatever you don't believe in or believe in. That's how you are wired. If you believe in Charles Darwin's theory, then, you know, that's where your wiring came from. The difference between being multi-talented versus scattered, it's like day and night. It appears to be the same thing, but it's not, right? Because you can be extremely multi-talented and you can also be productive if you are aware of the fact that you have certain qualities that causes either a lack of attention or causes hyperactivity, aka ADHD. A lack of attention would be referred to as, I think it's ADD, attention deficit. Don't quote me on this. I'm not a psychologist, but this is just based off my little research, right? So not because we're multi-talented means that we need to be disorganized. There is a way to get things done, and I'm going to tap into that later on. But I want you to be very mindful that you can be multi-talented and organized, right? When you're scattered, I feel like it comes with the territory of being creative. You will be scattered. You will get tons of ideas in the middle of the night if you're like me. I literally solve problems in my dreams. I know it sounds weird, but I tell people all the time, if I have a deadline or if I need to figure out how to solve my issues or my problems, I normally sleep. And when I take my 8 to 12 hour rest, yes, I sleep and I solve my problems and I get millions of ideas. But what I do with that is I always come back to my planner and I write it down, right? So we want to be cognizant of the fact that when we're being scattered, we're not being productive. We can be multi-talented and organized. We don't want to be scattered. Scattered should be the first step of creativity. Put it on paper and leave it there. So let's talk about point number two. When your strength becomes a liability. So, for example, younger self, right? I had this knack for always wanting to do things as soon as I thought about them. I had some projects that I would complete. Like 10% of my projects were completed. The next 90% was not. Because I used to get so caught up in my creativity. And then I'm like, oh my God, I feel so overwhelmed because I have all these ideas and I can't do them, right? And that's one thing we have to be mindful of is when you get all these projects or all these ideas and you're not finishing them, it creates that sense of failure. And you're not failing. You just have too much on your plate. And it can be very stressful, right? So we want to make sure that our strength of being a creative does not become a liability. And a lot of times we tend to confuse busyness with progress. We're always busy. We're always working on the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. We have to keep ourselves busy because for those of you that grew up in the Caribbean, we couldn't sit still in our household. We had to be doing something. And as adults, it transfers over into our adult life, into our jobs, into education, into careers, into projects. We start something and then we need to be busy. We can't just focus on that one thing for it to be progressful, right? We have to be doing millions of things. That can be a liability. The cost of being distracted by opportunity, time, money, confidence. So let me say that again. The cost of being distracted by opportunity will cost you time, money, and confidence. And what that means is, let's say you're in real estate and you bought a house and you bought an investment property and you're supposed to fix the investment property, you're supposed to find tenants, but then you get distracted by this other business that you're trying to do over here and you're not focusing on meeting the deadlines, getting the things necessary to fix that property, rent it out, get a landlord in place if you don't want to manage it, or get a rental company or a leasing company to manage it. You are wasting time, and that's going to cost you money, because at the end of the day, you're going to have to pay that mortgage when it's due. You're going to have to pay the contractors, and the longer the property sit, the more money it costs you. And for those of you that, you know, are in business, you do, you know that the rule of thumb is time is equal to money. The time that you spend on things, you should be valuing your time, and it should have a monetary value attached to it. Okay. And then what happens is, when things aren't working out like we think they're supposed to, it costs our confidence. We start to question ourselves. We start to get depressed. We start to get Confucius. We start to question our identity. Did I make the right choice? Is this bad luck? Is it not my time? When it all boils down to planning, right? The third key takeaway is how society glorifies hustle, but not completion. And this goes back to social media, where everyone is hustling on social media. We see everyone with their large houses, their cars, talking about what they're doing to make money. And we don't know what's happening on their end. And we see them hustling and bustling. And it's the same thing in our personal lives. We hustle and bustle, but we don't complete things. We start this business over here because it looks good, but we don't get to grow the business. So rather than going upwards, we're moving sideways because we're not consistent with our efforts, right? And it's not that, I wouldn't say consistent, but I think it's a matter of trying to be busy and not productive. And from personal experience, when I am starting a business, I have all the energy, I have all the idea, I'm ready. I am ready. And then sometimes when I meet a hurdle, when I'm not getting clients, when I don't have the money to fund the next step, I don't have that follow-through muscle. I am demotivated. I start to question myself. And we start to guilt ourselves for resting, right? And I am speaking from experience, right? I do this a lot. If I'm doing a project and I'm going nonstop, and then I want to like sleep in late on the weekend, or I sleep in late 2 days, I start to talk down to myself, you know? I'm like, I'm being lazy. When sometimes it's just being tired. It's really just being tired. And I am going to do some research on the mental strain that, you know, really occurs for people that are creative, or people that have a lot on their minds or plates. I think I want to do some research to see, you know, how fatigued that can be, because trust me, that mental muscle, it's draining. And a lot of times we feel so guilty, especially if we have kids and we sleep in, or we don't want to do something on a weekday. We start to feel guilty about resting and moving slow, because we are in a hustle society where no one is rewarded for resting. And I am telling you, rest, because if you don't have that energy, that business, that idea is not going to move forward. And my fourth takeaway is, why focus is freedom, right? So basically, you can't grow what you don't stay with. And in order to be successful at whatever it is, we are going to have to focus on that thing until we figure out whatever it is. Whether you're working on going back to school, you got to figure out what you want to go to school for. You got to figure out what your budget is. You got to figure out which school is the best for you. You got to figure out where the scholarships are. You got to figure out the commute time. You got to figure out how long that program is. You have to figure out how many hours a day, how many hours a week this program is going to take me for me to get that degree, right? Because after you focus on those 4 years and being present in what you're doing, 4 years later, honey, that's going to buy you a good job, which is going to buy you your freedom to do whatever you want. And the same idea and concept goes for everything else in life. That thing that you're watering right now that feels like it's not going anywhere, it will. It will. And I want to leave this with you. I'm not done, but this phrase came in my mind. I'm going to share it. Failure is not imminent. Success is imminent. But you have to stay with it. You have to focus. Because it's when we don't focus, that's when we don't get the success we're looking for. Because failure is just a feeling. It's a feeling and it's only temporary. I can tell you that from experience, right? And do not worry about the fear of missing out, okay? You are not missing out on anything. And I am happy and I can proudly say that I spent my teenage years partying a lot, which I am grateful that I did. Because in my 20s, I was so focused. I built a lot of things in my 20s. And now that I'm in my 30s, I feel like I'm semi-retired. I'm still broke, don't get me wrong, but I don't have to hustle and bustle and grind. I no longer operate from a scarce mindset of, oh my God, I have to go find this type of job. No. I did a lot in my 20s. I worked 16 hours a day when everybody was out. When everybody was out taking up space, I was working 2-3 jobs, starting 2-3 businesses. I might have not made a lot of money from it, but I have learned a lot of things that carried over into other things that I'm doing. And I would say to you, in your 20s, in your 30s, wherever you are, it's always best to spend that time and effort in your younger years to build what you're building. Because the older you get, the harder that shit gets, okay? It gets hard. And then the relief of choosing one direction. I'm going to be a hypocrite right here because I can never go in one direction. I'm sorry. I'm very sporadic. But like I said, I have mastered for the most part doing multiple stuff. It's a gift and a curse. But I have mastered focusing on certain things that need to get done. So I always have a few things in the pipeline. But that's because I spent a lot of time organizing myself and focusing on one thing for like 5 years and then training myself to do multiple things. That's the power of managing, right? But what I'm going to tell you, since I'm assuming you're just starting out and you might just need to focus right now, so this message is for you. The choosing one direction, even if it's temporary, it will buy you back your freedom and it will help you to focus on the thing that you need to get done, right? So I'm going to leave you with 5 action steps and tools based off what I just said before. The first action step is the core 3 method. This is how you're going to tackle those takeaways that I just mentioned or those problems that I just mentioned earlier. So we are going to write down in the next 30 days, write down the top 3 goals or projects that you would like to accomplish in the next 90 days, right? It doesn't have to be organized. Just write them down. We try to get the ideas out first and then we organize them, right? So write down the next projects or goals for the next 90 days. And then what we're going to do is we're going to prioritize. Priority is so important. We want to prioritize them and we want deadlines. We want to understand what the goals are. And next to the goals, we need to know what the objectives are. Why do you need to accomplish this goal? Why? What's the motive behind it? Right? Then create your deadlines. Okay, create deadlines. And then if there are any new ideas that come up while you're trying to work on these three projects, these three main projects, because of course you're going to break down those projects into smaller objectives or micro projects. But we want to put the new ideas or the new creativity in a parking lot. Okay. Let's put them in a corner. Put baby in a corner, because these are distractions. And Nicole Campbell, that's her name. Nicole Campbell's book is great for brainstorming or brain dumping. I always write things down when I can't sleep at night. I just write it down. It takes it off my brain and I can go to sleep. And then get a planner. You're going to hear me say this a lot in my podcast. Get a planner. I have been lucky enough to have friends that told me in the past to get planners. It wasn't in the nicest tone. It's because I kept forgetting things. And my best friend would be like, get a planner. And two of my best friends bought me planners. I still have those planners today. I write things down. And it's so helpful because I am a creative. I think a lot. I have a million ideas. But I can't do them all. Number two action step would be calendar before to-do list. It's so easy to write a to-do list. The hard part is executing that list. So let's be strategic. How about we schedule focus blocks for each priority project? Okay? Let's do that. Let's come up with a time frame. How long are these projects going to take? And once we figure out the time frame, a realistic time frame that is, whether it's going to take 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, and an hour. If you're new to this, I would probably say an hour. Because by the time you're done cooking, sweeping out your house, answering your phone call, in that hour, you have like 10 minutes left, right? So create that priority block or schedule that block. Put it on your calendar. And I love Mileek Teeley for this. I listen to her podcast a lot. And Mileek will tell you, which is my next point under action step two, it's if it's not on your calendar, it's not real. Live by your calendar, honey. You're not going to do it automatically, but start training yourself to do it. If it's not on the calendar, don't do it. Because that's keeping you accountable to what you say you're going to do. Put it on the calendar. If it's not on it, we ain't doing it today. Okay, that's how we get rid of distractions. Number three, let's do daily reset check-in, okay? Because as much as we want to live by our calendars, we know that things happen and sometimes things get pushed over to the next day or the next week. It's just life. But while we are doing that check-in, that daily check-in, we want to ask ourselves, am I creating something here? Or am I reacting to something? Because a lot of times we do things according to how we feel. And that's why calendars help. For those that have ADHD, like myself, the calendar keeps you in check. Because we're going to think to go to the supermarket or go to Walmart or go to Target to go buy some clothes. But the calendar said that between 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., we're supposed to be doing some social media content or finding partnership brands that we have to reach out to. But guess what? We're going to Target. It's not on the calendar. So we need to check in. Are we reacting or are we creating? And it's also a very good idea to keep a distraction journal. Yes, like I said, I have that brain dump. If I show you my brain dump, I dump a lot. So we want to dump stuff and keep a record of it so we can track what's pulling us away and why. And sometimes I have to say, the things that you have not gotten done in the past, they will come up when you have other things to do. And it's always the micro things that take up so much time. And this is where we have to discipline ourselves to be like, this thing over here is distracting me. So maybe I should schedule on my calendar for the next 2 days to get it done. Or maybe I should find some extra time on the calendar to get it done so it gets off my brain. But let me tell you a secret. You don't have to do everything your brain is telling you to do in that moment. If you're creative, every hour your brain will tell you to do something else. And this is This is so true. I can speak for a woman because I'm a woman, so don't take this personal. But I always have the innate feeling to go do something in my house. I'm always like, I gotta do laundry. I gotta clean this. And I'm like, no, I don't. My therapist said to me, you don't have to clean the house right now. You don't have to. You don't have to go cook that chicken. It's not going anywhere. Prep your meals. Number four. My number four action step would be get an accountability partner. And this is so true. Doing things on your own can be so hard. It can be so hard, so exhausting, especially if you're building a business. It's not fun doing it alone. We need people. As much as we want to say, oh, we don't need anybody, that's a lie. We need people. And we have to understand that the accountability partner isn't to say that you're not disciplined or you're not serious. That's not true. But having someone remind you of what you're doing, why you're doing, or sharing that thing with that person, it motivates you. It pushes you. It inspires you, right? So find someone who won't let you chase every shiny thing. Like, I have friends that I talk to about what I'm doing. I always talk about what I'm doing. And I don't do it because I like to chat. I do it because I say to the people that I know will hold me accountable. That will be like, weren't you doing that thing over there? Or why are you doing this? Or what? Yeah. Those are my people. They'll be like, no. You're doing too much. Focus on this. Because we do need a reminder sometimes. And then schedule weekly 15-minute check-ins to stay aligned. And this can literally be checking in at 8 a.m. in the morning, checking in at 7 p.m. at night before you go to bed. I like to write what I didn't get done before I go to bed because it really helps me take that list off my brain and put it on paper. And then in the morning, I get excited about it. And that's just me. And then my fifth takeaway for you, my wonderful doers, would be to redefine what it means to be productive. I know society tells us what we should be doing. Yeah. Find out what works for you, okay? Find out what works for you and put systems in place. But I can also say that you don't have to finish everything today. A matter of fact, you can't finish everything today. That's just life, right? But the most important thing is to finish something that matters. Finish the thing that matters in this moment. Finish the thing that needs to get done in order for the other thing to transpire or move forward. What do you need to move forward? Work on that thing. And I just want to leave you guys with this quote, if I can. It's not that you can't focus. It's that your brilliance is sprinting in too many directions. Harness it, and you can build something unstoppable. For now, my doers, walk good, walk by sight, take care of yourself.
I'm pleased to be chilling in the West Indies. Jah provide all my wants and needs. I got the sunshine, rivers and trees.
Me see a way, drastically straight from hypocrisy, I say, hey, every man to them own a philosophy, I live the proper way and then me read a chapter daily, man they in a city hungry and no eat, and food they don't a country, just a drop off of the tree, then, to see say poverty. the reasoning repeated. Ooh.